We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Segment number two here with our Pottawatomie County guests. We've got Commissioner Dee McKee and County Planner Stephen Metzger joining us here. And we're going to talk about some different projects going on here with planning and zoning. And I know that this has been brought up here in the last few meetings, discussion on what's happening over there at Elm Slough and Flush Road. They've got a proposed development being planned over there, just on the southeast corner of that intersection, and paving. It's kind of a challenge getting that all taken care of. I know there's like, what, 50, or I forget the footage here that needs to be paved, but yeah. Stephen, I know you can kind of share some details on that.
Sure. Yep, it's about 750 feet of Elm Slough Road that needs to be paved. County regulations are pretty clear that any new development has to be on a continuously paved county road. Elm Slough is not paved at that portion. And so a lot of these talks that we've had at County Commission and with the developer have been basically, how do we get this road paved? And probably more importantly, who pays for what? You know, our regulations require it be built to the minimum county standard. There's been some discussion as to what that is and what part of that road project is within that standard and what part is without. We're actually going to be meeting with that developer today to kind of go over some of that in more detail with some more detailed plans that were drawn up by our county engineer. And hopefully by the end of the day, we'll have a little clearer picture, at least from a staff perspective. And then when we're all ready to go, we'll bring it into county commission to kind of get their view on what staff has worked on in terms of that cost share and in terms of that project scope. Because there are likely things in that project that are going to be outside of the scope of, say, a minimum county standard, but are still necessary. You know, part of that may be there's a portion of Elm Slough from Flush Road, about 250 feet that's already paved. That asphalt really needs some work, but that's not necessarily in the scope of the minimum standard for this Elm Slough project. So it's questions like that that we're working on as a staff right now with the developer. We brought it to County Commission, kept them in the loop, or tried to keep them in the loop, and they gave us their blessing to keep going. So that's what we're doing.
It's a major in our long range plan. That road is a major thoroughfare, and the expansion of the width and all of that on this end wasn't necessarily in the immediate discussion, as well as drainage, which is something we all suffer over there, whether we're supposed to or not. Where are we sending the water to the next person? And Our board does a pretty darn good job of trying to keep us on the straight and narrow, but these guidelines that we have, some of them may need to be a little stronger in different places, and I guess if you go ahead and do it without talking about it and making sure that we're heading in the right direction down the road, we'll be looking back at each other saying, you know, how you hit your hand on the forehead and go, why did we do it that way? So I appreciate them, but the discussion is something that we'll probably have quite a few times till we get adjusted up sideways or otherwise, and...
Yeah, and I think for a lot of the public, sometimes it can be a new development just kind of comes in. You know, it's there, it's not there one day, and then it's there the next day. But I think, you know, talking with County Commission and Planning Commission and staff and the developer and the engineers and Rural Water District, there's a whole mess of things that have to come together before any cup of dirt is turned on any piece of ground. So with this development, we're really, really in that early, early stage of development right now where it could be several months before, you know, dirt is even turned on that track before we can, you know, get these negotiations with the county on the road specifically, get a plat in there, get the road plans approved, and then that construction really starts. So it's a long process, and this is just really the beginning.
A piece of it is it borders up on Elms, Flush Road, and Flush Road is going to be a major thoroughfare in the future, and there's a lot more traffic because of the school being out there, and that one is... I think maybe I pushed out making sure we're wide enough when we come up to Elm Slough that we have the future ditch and area to be able to put more shoulders on it and take care of it, whatever it takes, rather than waiting until we get to the backside and then having to go buy it back. And it, what, takes another 10 foot or so on each side. We don't have that always secured, but we got to talk about it. I mean, it's just never going to go away. That the turnoffs on Elm Slough, the more we put there, the more challenges we have. And it's a bus route and a highly traveled one, and it comes in kind of a curve. So as he said, we'll work on it. It's not easy to just say yes, go for it when you're out there in rural area, counties don't have quite the same structure as planning in the cities do, and therein lies a real challenge.
Right. And what we're trying to do, what we're trying to really focus on is making sure that 10 years from now, the discussion that, that Commissioner McKee has about drainage isn't happening about Flush Road or something else that was a decision that this county commission made with staff's recommendation or without staff's recommendation that, you know, didn't quite play out like we thought it would. So we're really trying to be patient with it, really trying to make sure we're covering all the bases, both with county commission and with planning commission, to make sure that we're not, you know, hurting ourselves down the road.
Sure. Well, and it sounds...
Nice metaphor. Down the road.
To do what I can.
Well, from what I gathered last week's meeting, it sounds like the developer has a little bit of a sense of urgency here, but maybe the county is kind of wanting to take its time with this. Is that safe to say?
I would say that's probably safe to say with any development that comes through the county. The developer is always, understandably, wanting to go, go, go. The county has a process that we have to go through, and that just takes time because of meeting dates, because of, you know, our planning commission only meets once a month. So anything that has to go to planning commission has to wait at least a month before it can go to them. And so, yeah, I would say that's pretty typical for any development that we work with, that we're never working fast enough for the developer, which is probably a good thing. It keeps us honest and make sure that we're moving as fast as we can conceivably go.
Their agenda is financial and, you know, profit, and I understand that. But the thing is to not end up with lots of cost to the balance of all the taxpayers by not looking at what we should do, not just at that particular point, but across the spectrum for things that we're developing and so on. And it may not all be there even after we get another year or so down. But knowing we have to look at it, at least we bring it up and make Stephen have to shake his head yes and no. And he hasn't pulled his hair out yet.
You make me do my job, which is always a good thing, right? So.
Isn't a good man to have to work with.
Well, and you mentioned that Elm Slough is kind of in the long-range plan to get paved. And there's been discussions at previous meetings about the other end of Elm Slough. And where's that discussion at this point, getting paved?
We're going ahead with Salter Road up to Elm Slough at that area that's close to Legends, if you know where that is, that development that's on the north side of Elm Slough. And that was in the plan, and we've got most of the right-of-way, but there's still a problem with one of the owners, which is the reason we haven't moved ahead. And I have to say, generally, I am against condemnation of property, you know, for any reason. People own their property, and they have basically the right to do what they want to do with it. But in this case, it's probably cost us, by not moving forward while the price of asphalt and everything was down, more than the settlement might have been. And we had to do condemnation on 24 to get that road were in place. And again, that's delay cost us in places. And it's a balance in that process of making sure that we're, by the courts, we're fair with the person, but we still can do what, I think we've got donations and property from about 19 different people already, that all of them are also served by the fact that they've decided that it was a good idea. So we'll keep working on that piece. But Elm Slough is not off the table, but it is probably not moving as fast as we're going to go ahead and connect with what's called Salzer Road, paving it up to the Elm Slough connection to try and take some of that traffic down. And we've got other ones on the plan. That's a constant process of county government, just working on working on roads and safe connections. I did go to KDOT, to their Ike, based after Eisenhower, hearings last a week or two ago, and took the testimony, which everybody out there, if you know me, is going to know, and I'm going to say it, the bridge across the Blue River, and showed them the past history, and it is one of the things that the risk management that the military is doing right now came across and actually put us in after they got started, because they have so many military people who need that opportunity to go across, and now the 383 has a school that they need to have transportation options with. And we have NBAF people that work and live over on our side that want to, you know, they're about a mile and a half from the school, but the way it is, it takes about 6 miles to go down to the food courts, I call it, but the McCall Road and then back up. And so I testified that with KDOT, and it happened to be one of the things that was on the highest of the list for the northeast region. And so testifying and trying to keep those things in place when you're talking about roads is important. That bridge is envisioned to connect with Elm Slough. so that people can go across the county on a paved road and not have to be on 24, and we can probably cut a lot of downtown traffic for Manhattan by doing that. That's not even a guess. They're backed up this morning clear to Hopkins Creek Road at 8:20 when I came in here. So it is a challenge for people that are going both ways. And a lot of people from Manhattan use that same road. So we'll keep working on that. And I appreciate the people in Manhattan who have chosen to speak up and say, if we're going to be a region and develop and do economic development, that's important. I want to mention that the Greater Manhattan Economic Development Group is something our county has really worked with, and there's several prospects in the area that they're talking about and wanting to have come in, that jobs between 40 and maybe 400 people per business. We need to be prepared to handle that without making them feel like this isn't the best place to be, because we're generally in competition with a couple other cities. It's that kind of vision that is more important in my mind than parking garages for weekends or other things. Traffic going to work and coming to work, and putting money into the greater build back better money that's coming. I'd like to make that happen, but we have to keep working, and we're busy trying to figure out how to bring up the computers.
I think the bottom line is
we're not
bored. I think I'm obligated to say this every time I come on. When you're the fastest growing county in the state, mm-hmm. there's always stuff, there's always projects, there's always things that, you know, we've got to be doing, that we've got to be preparing for, a lot of balls in the air. So I don't envy Commissioner McKee or the other two in what they have to try and juggle when we've got all this development and all these things that come with growth. So, but yeah.
And different. Manhattan has a city council that does the internal and a county commission that does the other.
Right.
I said this before. Blue Township doesn't have the city, although they're working, both sides are working on discussions on that, I hope concomitantly. But while they're doing that, all of those issues continue to be things that will eventually be a question. Like, we're paying for 24 as a county to fix the highway, and I read the little notes from the city that say, we put a lot of millions over there, and I'm going, we may want to be accountable about that, because we are investing as a county in trying to make this a viable area for the whole community, too. So together we do better, and I hope those dialogues stay open rather than just not talk about how important it is to keep 24 viable while we don't have it,
right.
The second route. All right, I'll quit.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll take a break here. You're doing good, Dee.
God bless America.
We'll take a break, come back more in focus after this on K-Man.